And that's what they come there for, and that's when he done it. Try to answer what he said as best I can. And ask us, do we eat the Lord's Supper on the second day of the week? No, I don't believe that's the Lord's Supper in Acts 20 and 7. I'll never believe that's the Lord's Supper. Because there's nothing mentioned at all about feet washing, and feet washing follows the Lord's Supper. We want everybody to be quiet, if you will. Men, Pat, it's just a friendly discussion. We may both get excited, but we still friends. And if we got up here and stomped and hollered and everything else, we could still go out and eat, couldn't we, Pat? So we're not here for an argument. I told the Lord I wouldn't come here for an argument, friends. I'm not that type. I'm here for one purpose and one purpose only. And that's to get the gospel to honest people. Somebody will take this debate tonight and take it to heart. And I know they will. So I don't believe in doing it the second day of the week either, because that's not the Lord's Supper. I believe as oft as you eat this bread, then he said, I'll turn over there and read it for you just the way it reads, where I won't leave anything out. The 25th verse of 1 Corinthians 11, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come. Then he talked about the things his father gave him to do. Well, did he tell him to do it often or every other day? Brother Pat? Did he tell him to do it often or every other day? It don't say nobody can show how often you eat the Lord's Supper. As often. And Malachi said, then they that fear the Lord spake often. They do that every other day or every Lord's day. Then Jesus said, how often would I have gathered you? Was that every first day of the week? Now he broke bread, the Bible said, and eaten. I'll read that again. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come. Then I told you the seriousness of it, and how there were people there that were weak and sickly among them. Now he quoted Acts chapter 2, I believe it's the 42nd verse, praising God and having favor with all the people. That's the 47th verse. Let me read the 42nd just right. And if my memory serves, he didn't quote all of that. So I reckon he said that was the Lord's Supper, if I understood him right. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread. I believe he stopped there, it says, from house to house. Did eat their meat. That ain't the Lord's Supper. There's meat involved in that. They did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. So, again, I'm trying to follow him as best I can here. Now, he brought in this little sister that had washed feet. Now, if you remember, he said those apostles washed feet because they were dirty. Well, that's a kind of a funny thing to me. When Jesus told them, when this Lord's Supper come about, I'll just turn over there and read it for you. Maybe I can get it to where you can understand it. But I'd like to bring in this little woman he talked about first. In 1 Timothy 5, 9 and 10, let not a widow be taken into the number. Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have diligently followed, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good word. Now, I confess, if she had brought up children, I would confess that to a home duty. If she have lodged strangers, I would confess that's a home duty. If she have washed feet, I do not confess that's a home duty. I think it's just what Jesus told them. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done unto you. That's why she washed feet, because there's a commandment to wash them. Now, and it went on to say, if she have diligently followed every good work. Well, that nails it down, because that's not necessarily a home duty, is it? He said every good work. Now, I want to go over here, if I can, to St. John chapter 13 and verse 4. He riseth from supper. Pat, I've been trying to, all the verses you brought in, I'm trying to follow you on it. If I don't, I apologize, but I'm trying to. I really am. But I think he brought these in about the woman and the feet washing here. He riseth from supper and laid aside his garment. This is Jesus Christ. And took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now. Now, friends, I believe that Jesus Christ chose Peter and the apostles because they were intelligent men, men that he could trust. And he told this grown man, What I do thou knowest not now. Now, if it had been just a case of washing feet, do you not think Peter would have known what the Lord was doing? What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. He was going to do this hereafter. There's a spiritual meaning in this. Otherwise, Jesus would not have told him that. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. What about that, friends? Was that just because they're dirty? Jesus said, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. There's a spiritual meaning in this, and it was going to keep Peter from having a part with Jesus unless Jesus washed his feet. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. He is willing to be washed all over if it took it. Not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. Now, he talked like it was just dirty feet. Well, how come all the apostles' feet was clean but Judas's? Jesus told them, You're clean. He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. That meant his feet was clean. His hands was clean. He was clean every whit, inside and out. He that is washed, which meant through water baptism, Ananias told Paul, Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And you're clean, but not all. How come all the apostles' feet was clean and Judas's wasn't? If it's just a case of dirty feet. You're clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, You're not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye not what I have done to you? If it had been just a matter of washing their feet because they was dirty, or they was afflicted, which they wasn't, they was all able-bodied men, why did Jesus Christ say that? So after He had washed their feet and had taken His garment and was set down again, He said unto them, "Know ye not what I have done to you?" There's a spiritual meaning. That's what He told Peter. "What I do to you, thou knowest not now, but ye shall know hereafter. Know ye not what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet." There's no denying that He done it right after the Lord's Supper. He plainly said that the second verse, or the fourth verse, "He riseth from supper," which was the Lord's Supper, "laid aside His garment and took a towel and girded Himself." Well, He said, "You call me Master and Lord," verse 13 of John 13, St. John. "And you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." Not because you're sick, not because you're afflicted, not because your feet's dirty or someone else's feet are dirty. "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example." There was an example of humbleness. "I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them." Well, if you want to be happy, you may not know them. But if you want to be happy, Jesus said, "If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. And ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I have commanded you." And it was an example, friends. And He said in 1 Peter 2:21, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ once suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should do, leaving us an example that we should follow His steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth." What was His steps? What was His command? "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example." Did you say time? "For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done unto you." Now, John 8:31, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed." What was His word? "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done unto you. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them." That was an example. St. John chapter 12, verses 49 and 50. "For I have not spoken of myself," Jesus talking, "but the Father which sent me, He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak." What did He say? What did He speak? "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done unto you." How much more? 5 minutes? All right. Verse 50 of St. John chapter 12. I'll read 49 again. "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that His commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, as the Father said unto me, so I speak." And that's what He told him to do. He rose from supper, laid aside His garment, and washed the saints' feet. Now, he'll get up here and say that that wasn't to be done like he did a while ago in the church service. But I'll ask everybody here that reads the Bible, and he read it or quoted it a while ago, when Paul set the Lord's Supper in order, He said, the rest will I set in order when I come. If it wasn't feet washing, you tell me what it was. Because it followed the Lord's Supper. The rest was feet washing in that verse. Paul was going to set in order just like he did in Crete. For this cause left Titus, this cause left I thee in Crete that thou should have set in order. This had to be set in order. He said the rest, if there was a rest, there's something they were failing to do. And it was feet washing because Jesus, he ariseth from supper, laid aside his garment, and began to wash the saints' feet, the disciples' feet, didn't he? Yes, he did. 1 John 2, 4 and 5, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandment is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 5, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. What was his words? If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done unto you. He said that was an example of Acts 20 and 7 that we're to observe that example because they've done it. Well, they've done this. Why does he pick Acts chapter 20 and 7 and say it's all right to do that, but this do it's not all right to do when Jesus plainly said do it? He said to do these things. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. What was those things? If I then your Lord and Master have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example. That's why I know Acts chapter 20 and verse 7 was not the Lord's Supper because nothing was mentioned concerning the feet washing, period. And it always followed. It followed Jesus. He's a firm believer in Paul and I am too. But I take what Jesus said preference to anybody. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So that's his commandment, and you'd have to say it is. St. John 14, 12 and 21, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Did he wash feet? Did Jesus wash feet? The book says he did. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Are you doing that? In the church of Christ, do you wash feet in the church service? It's an example. That's why I come into this, because he talked about the examples. And he read a lot of Paul's writings that set in samples. But regardless, this was an example from Jesus Christ. He said, I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done unto you. Now he asked the question, are they taking the Lord's Supper where you're at every first day of the week? No, we're not. But is he doing the feet washing every first day of the week? It follows the Lord's Supper. Any Lord's Supper, any communion, it's out of order without feet washing. Paul said it in order. The rest will I set in order when I come? And it was feet washing in the church. And I'll show you if I have time in my next discourse where it's a church ordinance, where it was ordained in the church. Now, Jesus left the example. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ once suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Did he wash feet? Yeah. Bless you and thank you for listening.